As Volkswagen's emission cheating scandal turns into a full-blown crisis, worry is building for the automaker's future in Tennessee. VW is one of the most heavily subsidized industrial companies in the state. Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant builds the Passat sedan, which hasn't been selling well anyway. The one bright spot had been the super fuel-efficient diesel, until it came to light the company was rigging them to cheat on emissions testing. The union, representing a majority of employees, declined to comment. Justin King, who worked for VW until July, says the company will find a way forward, but he's concerned for his former colleagues.
Because it was better than 40% of our production of Passats were diesel engines because it was such a popular engine, and you got to wonder, you know, what is that going to do to our sales?
Volkswagen is also facing unprecedented fines totaling as much as $17 billion. Congressman Marsha Blackburn of Brentwood, who sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says VW should be punished, but she also doesn't want to threaten the company's viability to carry on.
All fines should be appropriate for the damage that has been done. And it just seems a little bit of a heavy-handed fine when you look at that dollar amount.
Blackburn is organizing a congressional hearing, which could occur late next month. State lawmakers are also throwing together a public inquiry as soon as possible. They're looking to protect their investment after sinking more than $500 million into the VW plant initially, plus another $168 million to help fund an expansion under construction now. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.